Well, what do you think we're looking for? Well, it says someone who's responsible and
I'm responsible.
Oh yeah.
Starter.
That's me. Exactly. That's a good question. So the way I look at it is those are like those general skills. Everyone says they're a team player. Everyone says they have great leadership. What does that even mean? Everyone says they have great interpersonal skills. Half of them don't. But the thing is, if you've done enough research, you'll know the best thing I'd answer that, and we'll probably talk about a little more too, is identify the business needs. So if they need, why is that position open? You know, if you can find out why that position's open, do they always have turnover? Is it just a position that people aren't consistent in? They're probably going to care about that. They're probably going to care about your fact you're consistent. If you know what their business needs are, then you can use that. You can use the buzzwords with it, but you go a little deeper. So you say, oh, I'm very loyal to a company. I'm very reliable. And then you could actually give examples as opposed to just, I'm reliable. Hire me. Job description, me. We match up. Good deal. Is that, can I help a little bit?
A little bit. Like, so giving examples and actually, and how matching yourself to the descriptors, I guess, is how to follow through on that.
I'd use a job description as the first part, but really talking to people is what's really going to give it. So let's say they want someone who's a team player, and give examples for that. Probably everyone's going to go and say they're a team player, but if you can give example that you're a team player and talk about how you've been a team player and what it resulted in, that's going to be probably a little more compelling. So I'm trying to think of a position, for example, that I interviewed for. I talked to someone, and they wanted someone who could handle a variety of tasks simultaneously. And everyone's going to say, oh, I can handle multiple unrelated tasks simultaneously. But what I really learned with them is they had several lines of business, and depending on what the project comes in, you're going to be shifting your workload. So then that made me think, okay, well, that's what I have to pitch it to. I'm not just using the buzzwords, but I'm going to give them examples about how I can handle multiple unrelated tasks or set up projects and go with the flow and roll with the punches and still get it done. Patty,
I think that's a good example. To tell a story, because past experience is a really good predictor of future experience. Mm-hmm. So if you can tell, and Dan will get into this a little later, on how to tell a really good, compelling story that illustrates that you have those skills where you talk about a situation, and I don't want to get ahead of it, but
yeah,
there's a really effective way to communicate those skills, because you're right, anyone can say, I'm good at multitasking, or I'm really organized, or I'm a self-starter.